In local news, Bree Bennett is this year's Queen of the Points after a weekend where the form book and predictions were thrown out the window. Coming off a self-described bad run all season, Bree finally shed the pressure and flew to victory in the final with a three-point margin. It was a Raglan 1-2 in the women's as well, with 12-year-old Alani Morse in what is surely a sign of things to come, surfing her way to second place. Meantime, in the men's, Taranaki's Daniel Farr is this year's King of the Points after pipping Caleb Cutmore at the last minute in conditions that he described as interesting and small, before commenting that a win was a win and he was stoked as the final hooter sounded, and Corey Cooper came fourth. Other Raglan surfers in the running, Taylor Hutchison and Tom Robinson made it to the semis, Luke Hughes made it to the quarters, Luca Thompson, Luke Diamond, Van Cammonson, Navarin Malone, Theo Morse and Jeff Hutchison all made it as far as round two. In other news, Angeline Greensill, representing Tainui or Tainui, has raised concerns about a plan change application submitted by Northwestern Mussels Limited to the Waikato Regional Council, which seeks to designate our coast as an aquaculture area, an activity that is currently prohibited. The intention appears to be to establish four aquaculture farms that would be dedicated to mussel spat farming and are proposed to be located along the Te Aka coast as far south as Ruapuke. And Waikato District Council staff and members of the Community Board came together on Friday as they unveiled the newly completed pontoon, eastern walkway, kayak ramp and balustrade at the Whangaroa Wharf. The blessing was conducted by Ngāti Mahanga Kaumātua Atutahi Riki and took place on the eastern side of the wharf. In other local sport, the Raglan Roosters had a storming win in the Scottish Cup round on Sunday, beating a team called Waldorf Salad by 13-1. The victory also means they get to put their name on the Bob Stocks Memorial Shield after holding it for four games in a row. And the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team put in a big defensive effort but eventually went down 10-16 to Hamilton City Tigers, with the Forbes brothers, Terahanga and Karawa, and debutant Ryan Morgan all being named as Players of the Day. And that is the Raglan News for Monday, 19th of June, 2023.